Book 7. Chapter 2. How Titus Exhibited All Sorts of Shows at Caesarea Philippi. Concerning Simon the Tyrant, How He Was Taken and Reserved for the Triumph. 1. Now at the same time that Titus Caesar laid the siege of Jerusalem, did Vespasian go on board a merchant ship and sail from Alexandria to Rhodes, whence he sailed away in ships with 3 rows of oars. As he touched at several cities that lay in his road, he was joyfully received by them all, and so passed over from Ionia to Greece, whence he set sail from Corcyra to the promontory of Iapix, whence he took his journey by land. But as for Titus, he marched from that Caesarea which lay by the seaside, and came to that which is named Caesarea Philippi, and stayed there a considerable time, and exhibited all sorts of shows there. And here a great number of the captives were destroyed, some being thrown to wild beasts, and others in multitudes, forced to kill one another, as if they were their enemies. And here it was that Titus was informed of the seizure of Simon the son of Gioras, which was made after the manner following. This Simon, during the siege of Jerusalem, was in the upper city, but when the Roman army was gotten within the walls, and were laying the city waste, he then took the most faithful of his friends with him, and among them some that were stone-cutters, with those iron tools which belonged to their occupation, and as great a quantity of provisions as would suffice them for a long time, and let himself and all them down into a certain subterraneous cavern that was not visible above ground. Now so far as had been digged of old, they went onward along it without disturbance, but where they met with solid earth, they dug a mine underground, and this in hopes that they should be able to proceed so far as to rise from underground in a safe place, and by that means escape. But when they came to make the experiment, they were disappointed of their hope, for the miners could make but small progress, and that with difficulty also, insomuch that their provisions, though they distributed them by measure, began to fail them. And now Simon, thinking he might be able to astonish and elude the Romans, put on a white frock, and buttoned upon him a purple cloak, and appeared out of the ground in the place where the temple had formerly been. At the first, indeed, those that saw him were greatly astonished, and stood still where they were, but afterwards they came nearer to him, and asked who he was. Now Simon would not tell them, but bid them call for their captain, and when they ran to call him, Terentius Rufus, who was left to command the army there, came to Simon, and learned of him the whole truth, and kept him in bonds, and let Caesar know that he was taken. Footnote. This Terentius Rufus, as Rayland in part observes here, is the same person whom the Talmudists call Ternus Rufus, of whom they relate that he plowed up Zion as a field, and made Jerusalem become as heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high idises of a forest, which was long before foretold by the prophet Micah, chapter 3:12, and quoted from him in the prophecies of Jeremiah, chapter 26:18. End footnote. Thus did God bring this man to be punished for what bitter and savage tyranny he had exercised against his countrymen by those who were his worst enemies. And this while he was not subdued by violence, but voluntarily delivered himself up to them to be punished, and that on the very same account that he had laid false accusations against many Jews, as if they were falling away to the Romans, and had barbarously slain them for wicked actions, do not escape the divine anger, nor is justice too weak to punish offenders, but in time overtakes those that transgress its laws, and inflicts its punishments upon the wicked in a manner so much more severe, as they expected to escape it on account of their not being punished immediately. Footnote. See Ecclesiastes 8:11. End footnote. Simon was made sensible of this by falling under the indignation of the Romans. The rise of his out of the ground did also occasion the discovery of a great number of others of the seditious, at that time, who had hidden themselves underground. But for Simon, he was brought to Caesar in bonds, when he was come back to that Caesarea which was on the seaside, who gave orders that he should be kept against that triumph which he was to celebrate at Rome upon this occasion.